Schuster Rav Schachter, Schuster Harabonim, Mori Dasra, Mori Verabosai. Perhaps let's begin by either reading verbatim or paraphrasing very briefly a few halachas and use that as a springboard for some reflection. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Deos, when he's illustrating the Midah HaBeinonis, how a person is supposed to blend the two extremes, which then places him in the middle. So the Rambam illustrates this with regard to a whole series of character traits and dispositions. So in that context, the Rambam writes as follows. V'chein lo yis'ave el l'dvarim shehaguf tzarech lahen v'i efshel l'chios b'zulosim ki inyan shenem atzadik ochel l'sova nafsha. How does the Midah HaBeinonis, how does it translate when blending the extremes of asceticism and hedonism? So the Rambam says that the blending of those two is that a person should desire that which he needs to sustain his health, to be vigorous, but no more. And the Rambam says that the proof text for that is the pasuk of tzaddik ochel l'sova nafsho, that when a tzaddik eats, he eats again to sustain himself, to keep himself strong, to be able to function at maximum capacity. Rambam continues with another example of how we implement the Midah HaBeinonis. How much money does a person look to amass? So the Rambam writes, V'chein lo ye omel b'isko el l'hasik dover shetzarach l'l'chai yesho'a. Similarly, a person should work at business to cover the most basic vital needs. And again, here too, the Rambam has a pasuk that expresses this blending of the two extremes. Ki inyan shana matov ma'at letzadik. So what sort of jumps off the page at us is, but Hilchos Deos is addressed to all of us. So what's the Rambam doing quoting psukim about tzadikim? If the Rambam has a very small elite audience in mind, okay, so then he can quote psukim about tzadikim. But if he's talking to us, so the proof text should be chveis beinani ochel l'sova nafsho. Even that, maybe it's a little bit too self-congratulatory and a little bit too optimistic, but such a pasuk the Rambam should quote. Ramchal in Mesilas Yesharim, in Perek Yud, he defines Midas Hanikiyus. He heyosa odem noki legamre mikol mida ra'o u'mikol chait. Midas Hanikiyus means that a person is literally clean, pure of any character flaw, of any sin. Then he devotes the next two pakim to a discussion of Midas Hanikiyus. In Perek Yud Gimel, he's ready to move on to the Midah of Prishus. And Ramchal writes as follows. He says, HaPrishus hi tchilas hachasidus. From Prishus, in Perek Yud Gimel, I'm now beginning to talk about Lifnim Mishuras Hadin, says Ramchal. Everything that's been discussed in Mesilas Yesharim in the first 12 chapters is the Fishuras Hadin, is what's required of a person. No, there's no element of Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. V'tira shekol masher be'arnu ad ato hu masher mitztarech al odom l'sheyia tzadik. Umikanu lahala hu l'sheyia chosid. So it's clear from the Rambam, it's clear from Ramchal, that the conventional colloquial association that we have with the term tzaddik, that a tzaddik refers to a very small slice or cross section of the population, whether it's sociologically correct, I don't know, but it's not supposed to be true. And a tzaddik is a challenge for every one of us. And when the pasuk says tzaddik ochel sova nafsho, so that tells me how I should regulate my diet. And when the pasuk tells, and when the pasuk says tov ma'at latzaddik, so the pasuk is telling each and every one of us how to strike that balance between the material and the spiritual. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, when he's discussing the details of the mitzvah of being done the kavzchus, says that if the person is a yirei elokim, and that means he doesn't do any averis, well, that's the simple pshat in what it means to be a yirei elokim. The person doesn't do averis. So then, the mitzvah being dam lekav schus is, even if the surface appearances would seem to suggest that the person is doing something which is inappropriate, but it should be judged contextually by who the person is, and therefore we should be dam lekav schus in such a case. And if, on the contrary, he's not a yirei elokim, but he's a person who's asher yizoharu min achet, but ufomim yikashelo. So then the mitzvah being dam lekav schus is only when it's really very ambiguous what the person is involved in. So the term tzaddik is not intended in Tanakh, and is not intended by Chazal to be an elitist term. It's a description which is intended for each and every one of us. And perhaps the most famous and striking expression of this, that the Rambam writes in Parakei Hilchos Tshuva, Al Yavu B'machshavtucho Dov Zesh Omim Tipshei Ha'umos V'Rov Gomei B'nei Yisrael. Don't even entertain the thought, which is so widespread, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Gozal Ha'odom Mitchilas B'yosel Liyos Tzadik HaRosha. Don't even entertain this thought of predetermination. Ein Adov HaKein. It's not true. What is the truth? Elo kol odom v'odom, every single person, every individual, roi lios tzadik Moshe Rabbeinu, o Roshe ki Rabbeinu. The Rambam addressing every single one of us, individually, personally, says that everyone, not that we can attain the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rambam is not offering that, not that we can attain the chochma of Moshe Rabbeinu, but in terms of the tzidkus, that every single person is roi lios tzadik in Moshe Rabbeinu. We clearly don't think of ourselves in such terms. And in so doing, to be very candid, we're guilty of one of the biggest averus that a person can commit. And that avera is underestimating oneself, underestimating one's potential, underestimating one's capacity. In Hebrew, or maybe it's a combination of Hebrew with a little bit of the Yiddish usage, the reason that this is such a major and grave avera to underestimate what our spiritual potential is, because if there are no hasogis, there will be no hesegim. our accomplishments are certainly not going to surpass our aspirations. Our accomplishments, our attainments are certainly not going to surpass what we view and what we define as our potential. If someone is a musical prodigy and he doesn't recognize his talent, he's not going to push himself to practice and to develop that talent. If a gifted athlete underestimates his gifts, he certainly won't make the most of them. If, less euphemistically, when we underestimate our spiritual potential, so we ensure, Rahmana Litzlan, that we won't even come close to realizing that potential. When the Rambam tells us, "Kol Odom v'Odom Ro'i Lios Tzadik Moshe Aveinu," he's telling us that every one of us has the capacity to be thoroughly consistent about implementing and translating our commitment to Torah and Mitzvahs. He's telling us that every one of us has the capacity to know halacha l'maisa, what we need to know, as it was in the days of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, when Bodku Midon Va'ad Be'er Sheva, and people were Bekiyim, even in everyone. There was universal expertise, even in Seder Taharos. When the Rambam tells us that Kol Odom Ve'Odom Roi Lo Lios Tzadik Moshe Aveinu, he's telling us that every one of us has the capacity to devote himself, herself, to Avodas Hashem, with a correct mix of Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasodim, depending upon his or her Tchunas HaNefesh. Every one of us has the potential to cultivate the shiflus, the anova, the humility, absent the hubris, so much of the pettiness, so much of the internal strife, so much of the katnas hamochen just evaporates. Svasama's comments, Chazal tell us, Rashi quotes it, that b'tchilo ola b'machshava liver osa olam b'midas hadin, Ra'a Kodesh Baruch Hu she'en ha'olam miskayim es shitayfim ha'midas harachamim. So what's that anthropomorphic metaphor of at first HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought this way, and then Kavi Yochel he revised the plan? Obviously there's no first draft and no final draft by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what is the Betchila, what does the Vasof represent? So Svasama says that the Betchila represents the ideal. And the ideal is, and it's this ideal to which we're supposed to aspire, for which we're supposed to strive, that a person should look to justify himself to see Midas Hadin. A person is not supposed to live banking on Midas HaRachamim. A person is not supposed to live banking lechatchila, relying lechatchila on, there's always tshuva. There's always tshuva. And he suggests that this is the relationship between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. Rosh Hashanah, where the emphasis is on din, more so than Yom HaKippurim, where the emphasis is on rachamim, comes first because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's challenge that a person should justify himself according to Midas HaDin. And we have such a capacity. We have a capacity, Lios Tzadik Moshe Aveinu, both in the realm of Ben Odom Lamokom, as well as in the realm of Ben Odom L'Chavero. this idea that we've been discussing helps us perhaps formulate what the dialectical mechayev of tshuva is. On the one hand, the self-realization, the self-assessment involved in tshuva Hine haborech nofach ba'api nishmas chayim chochmas lei v'tovas seichel lahakira uliyira melefona v'limshol ba'guf v'chol todosav. Rabbi Yonah writes at the beginning of Shari Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu infused within me a neshama of life, possessing chochma and seichel, for the purpose of recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, having yiras Hashem, and using my seichel to govern my animalistic, physical instincts and drives. V'achrei asher bavu azos nevresi, v'yehi b'hepech mizeh lo malichayim. This is the entire telos of life. It's for this purpose that I was created, and my life has been the opposite of that, so it's pointless. Ki inyan shenema odem toa midarach haskel bekal reform yanuach. V'od, moreover, ki kemishpat ha-behema lo asisi. It's not only that in succumbing to instinct, to urge, into not exercising discipline, that I sink to the level of animal, but lower. Aval shafalti mimena, even lower. Ki yoda shor koneu v'chamur evos ba'olav. Animals instinctively recognize, acknowledge their owner. V'ani lo yadati v'lo hisbonanti. And I didn't reflect. I didn't stop to think. V'shilachti nafshi l'chofshi me'adoneha. So on the one hand, one side of the dialectic of tshuva is this searing realization of just how much of failure I've been. But what drives the tshuva is the contrast between that painful reality and the understanding and the realization that it doesn't need to be that way. That it doesn't have to be that way. That it has been to too much of a degree, it has been that way, but it needn't. The contrast between the potential, between the kol odom v'odom roi lios tzadik and Moshe Rabbeinu, and the reality of being mired in chait, it's that contrast, it's that dialectic of the two contrasting and conflicting images, the actual and the potential, which is the mechayev and the engine of tshuva. When the Rambam tells us that the vidui, the last component of the vidui is, we begin with the chatosi ovisi poshati, vasisi kach vekach, nichamti uboshti b'masai. So all of that expresses one image. An image again of chatosi ovisi poshati, mired in chait. But the declaration of Ula Olam Eini Chozel Adavazeh reflects an understanding of how great the potential is. And that as unwelcome and as unattractive as the image is, which stares me in the face when I look in the mirror, it needn't be that way, and it doesn't have to continue. Another halacha, which captures this dialectic of tshuva. Ve'al toma she'en ha'tshuva ele me'averus she'yesh behen maaseh kegon zanus v'gezel u'gneva. Don't think that tshuva is only mandated and that tshuva only targets averos which consist of concrete actions such as promiscuity and thievery. Rather, kishem shetzarach adam loshuv me'elu, just as a person has to repent from these averos sheyesh b'han ma'isa, so too tzar kachu tzarach lechapis b'deos ro sheyesh lo v'loshuv mehen. A person also has to scrutinize, has to look inward at his character and identify whatever flaws, whatever blemishes there are, and repent and from those. He has to uproot those, min hakas, anger, min ha'eva, enmity, min ha'kinna, jealousy, min ha'tachris, competitiveness, min ha'hitol, a scoffing attitude, min redifas ha'momon v'ha'kovod, being in pursuit of amassing money and looking for kovod, u'me redifas ha'macholos, and looking for just the enjoyment of food and drink, u'mikayotze bohen min ha'kol tzach lachzor b'tshuva. So there too, again, both sides, the same dialectic. On the one hand, a list of character flaws, which is very depressing to acknowledge. But on the other hand, the mitzvah of tshuva, which says that a person is not only not supposed to succumb to these deos ro'os, but that he's supposed to change them, means that he can change his character and he can refine and elevate his character. The dialectic of tshuva. Let's reflect a little further, Rabbi Osei. Why is it that we underestimate ourselves? Why is it that we don't recognize this potential? And why is it that we don't immediately relate when the Rambam says a posuk about a tzaddik? Why is it that we automatically sort of step to the side and assume that can't be addressing us? Part of the reason is, part of the answer is, that sometimes we confuse what's very difficult with what's impossible. Sometimes we blur the lines between with what's difficult and what's impossible. The Rambam says, "Kol odom v'odom ro'i lo liyos tzadik Moshe Rabbeinu." He never says that it's easy. He never says that we can coast through life and achieve that goal. In other contexts, in our professional lives, so we intuitively recognize the need, the indispensability of a work ethic. If a person wants to found and establish a business from the ground up, it's going to take years and years of hard work. It's going to have to invest long hours. Many, many fields. Just to mention one example, a person wants to enter the field of medicine, years and years of hard, devoted work and energy has to be invested. A person doesn't coast and emerge a top-ranked physician. And we recognize that both intuitively as well as seeing it empirically. We know that ambition has to be matched by industriousness. And yet, for some reason, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, we don't think in terms of exertion. And because we don't think in terms of exertion, we see the goal of being a tzaddik, of being totally consistent in our commitment, of using our time fully. Being tzaddik, ben adam lamokum, ben adam lachaveru, because we don't think in terms of exertion, so that appears to us to be an impossible goal. We're all familiar the famous Drashas Chazal in Parshas Chukah, Zos HaTorah Odom Ki Yomis Ve'ohel, that Ein HaTorah Miskayemis El B'Misha Meimis Atzmo Alehon. To be Kone Torah, those Yechidim who are Kone Torah, regardless of what prodigious abilities HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses them with, none of those yechidim attain it without being meimis atzman ba'olei Torah, without driving themselves harder and harder, relentlessly. Juxtaposed to that, a famous saying again with which we're all familiar, Abelsai, from Yivsal Salanter, that it's easier to master Shas than it is to break a single midah. And just to state the obvious, Yivsal Salanter was not underestimating or downplaying the difficulty in mastering Shas. See, it's possible, and we're challenged to be mechapes b'deos ros. It's possible for a person who b'teva is given to anger, and b'teva is a kapton with others, he's very makter in others. It's possible for such a person to become rach kekona, to become soft and gentle and sensitive and warm and embracing. It's possible for a person who b'teva is a bal taiva and is very much drawn after physical comfort, enjoyment, indulgence, and the like. It's possible for him to change that basic character and orientation. But provided that we're willing to work at it relentlessly. Chazal say in the Gemara in Sukkah that Le'asad Lavo, Rishon Tzadikim will see the Yetzihara and will be Nidme Lohem Kahar Gavoa. The Yetzihara will appear like Mount Everest. And Rishoyim will see the Yetzer Hara, and it will appear to them Kechot HaSayra. It's like a, not even a molehill. So the obvious question which you wrestle with in this Gemara is, on the contrary, Tzadikim were able to overcome the Yetzer Hara. It wasn't such a big deal. And Rishoyim couldn't overcome the Yetzer Hara. One of the pshatim suggested in the Gemara is that the reason tzaddikim are able to overcome the Yetzer Hara is because they recognize it as a big challenge. And they recognize that every time I'm confronted with a challenge, every time there's an opportunity to curb my taiva. So it doesn't seem, to the Rosh, it doesn't seem like the stakes are very great. So that's it. It's not such a big deal if I'll indulge my taiva, again, in whatever direction my taivas happen to take me, happen to point me. So I'll indulge it this one time. It's not such a big deal. But because it's nidralem kechot ha'sayra, so they never overcome it. Tzaddikim, every time they realize that in order to change a midah, whatever that midah is that we need to change, whatever those midos are that we need to change, every time it has to be seen as this is going to be the make or break encounter. Every day, I have to view that it's so consequential and so repercussive whether I get to minyan on time or whether I come in 5 minutes late. Every day, when I'm tempted to say something to my neighbor in shul, during Chazoras HaShatz, during Kriyas HaTorah, it's not, well, it's only one comment. No, this is of major consequence. This is of major import. Every time I interact with someone, it's of major consequence whether I stop and try to choose my words, knowing that person's sensitivities and sensibilities, and to speak to him appropriately. When a person is so consistent and so determined, day in, day out, so then the prospect of Roy Leos Tzadik and Moshe Rabbeinu is seen not to be impossible, to be very much within the realm of possibility, but one which demands consistent, determined hard work day in, day out over the course of a lifetime. Maybe just one related comment in terms of how we project such aspirations to our children, to our grandchildren. So as in every area, the most effective way is by demonstrating it. The most effective way, obviously, is by being a role model. But there is another very important area that we should be sensitive to. We send a very, very loud and strong message to our children when they see whom we admire, whom we tell stories about. The Sefer HaChinuch writes in the Tamei HaMitzvah for the mitzvah of being Mechabed Chachamim, he writes, Mishor she ha-mitzvah, lefi she-ika ha-yos ha-odam nivra ba-olam, hu mipnei ha-chochma. The purpose of life is to attain chochma kidei she-yakir boro, that a person should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al kein ro'ui livnei odam l'chabed mi she-hisig also. Therefore, it's fitting that people should accord honor to those who have attained chachma, because umitoch kach yisoru acherim aleha. When we see someone being accorded honor and respect, so then we're inspired to emulate that person. We're inspired to try to follow in that person's footsteps. When our children, when our grandchildren hear whom we tell stories about, when they see whom we admire, it sends a very, very strong message. If we're impressed with professional success, not professional success which is anchored in Torah values, not professional success which is necessarily validated by Torah values, But more Olam Hazadik of values. It sends one message to our children. If at the Shabbos table, if at the dinner table, we tell stories about Gedolei Yisrael, past and present, we tell stories about big Balei Chesed, we tell stories about big Balei Avoda, so then mitoch kach yisoru acherim oleha. We need to aspire in order to grow, and we also need to guide our children and grandchildren in their aspirations to help them grow as well. I got your